Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library.
A decade on from the first appearance of the Cochrane Review of Antidepressants for People Who Are Physically Ill, it has been updated by a team from King's College London in England. Lauren Rayner discusses the latest findings.
People with a physical illness are at increased risk of depression. This can make symptoms such as pain and fatigue worse, as well as causing emotional suffering. It can also make patients less likely to take their treatment. Antidepressants have been shown to ease depression in physically healthy people, but there are doubts about whether they're appropriate for people who are physically ill. Some people feel that because depression is an understandable reaction to physical illness, it can't be treated like a mental disorder. These doubts mean that some doctors are less likely to prescribe these drugs for people with a physical illness. Our updated Cochrane review should help resolve this uncertainty. We've shown that antidepressants do seem to be effective in this setting. The original Cochrane review by Gill and Hatcher reached a similar conclusion, but was based on only 18 trials. Since then, several larger studies have been reported, and it was important to see the impact of these on the overall results. We searched for all randomized trials comparing antidepressants and placebo in the treatment of depression in adults with a physical illness. We identified 51 eligible studies involving 3,600 patients. They had a range of physical illnesses, including stroke, HIV, Parkinson's disease, and cancer. The effects of the antidepressants were measured over periods of weeks or months, and we investigated the acceptability of the drugs by assessing the number of patients who reported adverse events and the number who dropped out of the research. The superiority of antidepressants over placebo was apparent within 4 to 5 weeks of treatment and persisted after 4 months. This was true for both main classes of antidepressant, SSRIs and tricyclics. These were found to be equally acceptable to patients, although those treated with an antidepressant were more likely to report sexual dysfunction and dry mouth than those in the placebo group. The similarity between the two classes of drugs cast doubt on previous claims that tricyclics are inappropriate for physically ill patients. Some questions remain. Many of the trials were small, and the methodological quality of some was poor. It's also likely that selective publication of trials showing positive effects exaggerated the efficacy of antidepressants that we were able to calculate. However, the magnitude and consistency of the effect favouring antidepressants does indicate genuine benefit, and we conclude that antidepressants should be considered for treating depression in physically ill people. Future trials need to compare the antidepressants directly, as well as investigating the effects of these drugs on the patient's underlying physical illness.
For more details on the included studies and the results of the analyses, you can find the review at www.thecochranelibrary.com.